Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your host Damien Warren and
a healthy Toby Harris.
You still sound like the After Effects though.
Yeah, I still
husky.
Husky.
Like the dog. Husky dog.
Oh right.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better though.
You look good. You've had a haircut as well.
I have had a haircut. Yeah, thanks for noticing.
Now, it's been a very, very interesting week of...
It has.
Musical chairs.
Yes. So no rugby really being played at the international level.
No, but there's quite a bit at Heineken Cup, which is interesting.
And schoolboy level,
which is one of the little topics I've got to talk about.
Right, well, there you go.
So first up, though, we have our messages from our supporters, and we really appreciate everyone that emails in.
Yes.
If you'd like to email Will in, there's the link below or the email address below. Hello, Damien and the Tobinator.
Mm.
Firstly, we must acknowledge that not all heroes wear capes and call out the Herculean effort by Toby to front up and record those last two episodes while he's down and on Struggle Street. You don't realise, but the first episode was called Struggle Street.
Oh, was it?
Last week was called Struggle Street 2.
Okay.
Is this going to be Struggle Street 3?
I'm not struggling too bad. I just can't talk properly.
No, which is good for me. Thank you, Toby.
Turning left off Struggle Street.
Turning left, yeah. Got the navigation on Google Maps.
Set nav.
he then points in the direction of a really interesting article about Scotty Robinson and how he clearly has enemies in high places. Well, what I would say to that is I've done a little bit of research.
Okay.
And when he didn't get the job on the last World Cup cycle, his feedback was the reason why they didn't give him the job, right? This is pretty pathetic, right?
Okay. Is this a typical New Zealand thing?
Well, I think it's typical RFUs around the world, to be honest. They didn't give him the job because they didn't like the dancing.
Right.
And he didn't have enough failure in his coaching resume.
Right.
That's it. So the reason why he didn't get it was because they didn't like the dancing.
Yeah, but surely they would go, look, you've got the job, but you've got to stop the dancing.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But this is just their excuse to not give it to him. You know, you're too successful and you're too cool. You're too down with
the local kids. You're actually too qualified for the job.
Yeah.
As one of the best rugby teams in the world.
You know, so we want you to suck before we'll give you the job.
We want you to fail.
Yeah, we want you to... Basically, they don't like Cantabs, do they? So they just want them to lose.
I think you're wrong. I think basically they wanted someone to go in and fail Fozzie. But why?
Oh, I don't know, eh? I don't know. But yeah, you've heard a little rumour though, haven't you? About Scotty Robinson.
Heard a little rumour, yeah. So apparently Scotty Robinson was in the UK.
Yeah.
And he was told that he needs to go home because there'll be an announcement that he's going to be coach after this coming World Cup.
This is not official. This is not in any newspaper. No, this is not. Fresh from the person that knows a person that knows a person that knows a person.
Exactly. Cousins.
Yeah. So there you go. You heard it from Toby first.
Mm. If it doesn't happen, then don't blame me.
I think they must have spoken to him when it was a South African fiasco and they lost to South Africa. And then they were going to South Africa to play the second game. And basically, it was pretty obvious, wasn't it, that he was going to get the sack.
Yes.
And then they turned it round.
Yes. Well, he turned it round, didn't he?
Yeah, he turned it round. And they must have spoken to him and said, would you be interested in the job? And I think it then went from there to, well, we're going to give him another chance type thing, to now they're really worried that he was going to take the Wales job or the English job. Or, you know, potential for some other people to be talking to him. He's in the UK. I'm sure that's true. I hope it's true. I really hope it's true.
Well, do you know what? I've got some other news, but I'm gonna bring it up when it's caught my eye.
Can I just say, he does go on, but we've got a listener's question from the Razzle Dazzler. So, as always, Razzle Dazzler, thank you for your support, and we're going to answer your question a little bit later.
Okay. This one's from Derek Scott. I think Eddie should go, but I'm fearful. So he has gone now.
Yeah.
Derek speaks about, there's been rumours about Eddie going a long-term deal in the US as like a consultant.
No, I think it's head coach there.
Oh, is it head coach?
Yeah, director of rugby type thing.
He is not a uniter, which is what the USA will need to be any good in the 2031 World Cup. I hope the US can find a better replacement. I mean, if he's going to go to the US, I don't think they've really got a choice. He's a good coach.
He won top coach, isn't he?
We know that.
He's a Mourinho, though. He's an absolute Mourinho. He comes in, whips up a storm, changes everything within a very short space of time. It's Eddie's way or the highway.
Yeah.
And he gets results. It's just that long-term grind of Eddie.
Yes, he's someone that needs to be there 4 years and then drifts away in the wind again.
Yeah. 4 years is a bit of a push, I think. It's like two years. Get him in, like, shake it up type thing. And then, like, he goes off. I've done a bit of research. I was kind of expecting a few more people to come out with knives. And then I thought about it, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But he is without doubt a very, very good coach short term. It's the long term Eddie that's the problem. He burns through players, he burns through coaching staff, and there's only so much talent.
Yeah.
You know? So therefore if you burn through players, you're down to 5, 6, 7, seventh best scrum half or whatever. You're trying them all out. You know, coaches even worse than that. You know, we spoke about this last week, didn't we? There's like maybe 5 top coaches around the world. You've got to get a good team and stick with them.
Yep.
But anyway, you know, I don't think he will go to the US. I don't think it's big enough for him, high profile enough for him. This one's from Jason. Happy holidays to you both and your families. Oh, that's very nice, isn't it?
I don't have a family.
rubbing it in. Cheers, Jason.
Yeah, cheers, bud.
How do you guys rate rugby in 2022, the highs and lows of the year? Razzie's making the Springboks look like complainers. They are complainers. You know. And I'm sure we'll get a few complaints from that comment. Could it affect them in the World Cup? No. Definitely won't. Thank you. Have a good 2022. 2023, I'm guessing. Happy New Year, gents. Do you reckon, what are your highs and lows of this calendar year?
New Zealand being absolutely dreadful.
For most of it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think just, you know, talking about just no one's been really good, apart from French. In Ireland, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the highs, isn't it? If yes. you're Irish or French.
Yeah.
And the lows is for every other country.
But the thing is, I think the highs for me are no one being amazing. You know, like Georgia beating Wales.
Yeah.
Italy beating Oz. You know, little things like that where you're like, oh gosh.
Well, you know.
The top teams aren't Ireland beating top
New Zealand
teams.
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know, Wales beating the Springboks in South Africa.
Argentina beating New Zealand in New Zealand.
I know.
You know.
There's so many lows. There's not many highs.
Well, not for a Kiwi, no.
No, but for no one. What are the highs if you're, I mean, if you're Springboks finishing on that, finishing on that very win
well.
Against.
You could say the same with Australia, finishing very well.
No, they nicked it right at the end. They didn't finish well.
Well, they clearly did finish well, didn't they?
Yeah, because sorry, the last 10 minutes were really good. Yeah. There isn't a lot, is there?
No.
There's lots of lows if you, unless you're France and Ireland.
Or Georgia.
Or Georgia.
Or Italy.
Even like Japan, not nearly as potent as...
No. They once
That's
were.
Probably, for me, the biggest low of all.
Japan.
Is when we went to Japan and played Japan and we sneaked a victory. That's my biggest low because...
No, my biggest low is drawing with England.
Oh, that is a bad... Yeah, no, that's a low.
yeah.
That's a low.
Not good.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we're off to...
breaking news.
Kindly supported by...
Yeah, our Patreon members.
Thank you very much for anyone that does that. It really helps us wake up on a Monday morning.
It does. Right, so my... my first news article was about Steady Eddie.
Yes.
And the four sides linked to where he could be going.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is Australia.
Yeah, I heard
he
this.
Could be heading home.
I think that's the most likely.
Do you?
Yeah, because, right, if you're Eddie, and you've just lost your job, and you can go somewhere else to be part of the World Cup and potentially win it and do a Andrew Mertens to the
yeah, but
to
what
the
about,
English.
What about who's there now? Rene. Not Rene.
No, so he's just gonna be Rene, he's gonna be a consultant. He's gonna be like a on the coaching panel.
Right.
But he's okay. not gonna be head coach. But then I think they might be looking for him after the World Cup and Aussie taking over the Aussies.
Okay. So then the second one is US rugby, which we've spoken about.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a big enough carrot for him.
No.
Then we've got NRL.
That there's some truth in there, I think, as well.
So he has been linked with the Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
So maybe. And then lastly, the French team.
Not the French team, though, is it? It's just a club.
No, it's a top 14.
Yeah, top 14 team.
As a consultant.
Yeah.
So I think most of those roles that he would go in, maybe not the US one, but the NRL, the French, or the top 14, and then the Oz, I think they're just sort of consultant roles.
Yeah. I just think he's going to go Oz. Two fingers up at the English RFU when he holds a trophy or something like that, you know? I think he will. I don't think he'll be able to help himself.
No, you're right. I don't think he'll be able to help himself.
And he knows everything about England.
Yes.
You know, and he's done his homework on all the other countries. I mean, what a guy to get involved. The only thing is, how would he work underneath someone? He did it with South Africa. He won the World Cup with South Africa as a consultant type thing.
True.
You know? So he can do it.
He can.
Mate, my first one is, it would be a great opportunity, Etzebeth, on the Springboks joining the Six Nations.
It would be.
I think this is a done deal.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's dropping out?
I don't even know whether they'll drop out, but if anyone's going to drop out, it's going to be Italy.
Yeah, but that's not fair, though.
Well, it is what it is, mate. It is what it is. And what I'm trying to say is...
It's not what it is.
That Rome trip will be replaced... with a Cape Town trip for those RFU boys. And they'll be saying, you know, where would I rather go? Rome been there for the last, you know, 21 years. Fancy a little fancy a little safari. You can just see it, can't you? Absolute dogs. I think it's going to happen. I think they won't. What he's saying is he would love it, but he still wants to be able to play the New Zealand and the Australian teams each year. It's going to happen. Everything that we thought was going to happen, they were going to dip out. They were going to join the European comp. They're now in the Heineken Cup.
Yeah.
You know, that was like, oh, no, but they'll never be allowed in the Heineken Cup. They are now. And guess what? It's going to be Six Nations next. I'd probably say another year. After World Cup, it'll be Six Nations.
If it is, and if Italy go, Italy are going to turn into a Tier 2 nation.
And that is absolutely correct. I think they might be rejigging the whole tier system, that's for sure. Yeah.
But well, they need to.
They do.
They need they to.
Do. It makes absolutely no sense anymore, correct. Tier system.
Yeah, correct. Right, I've got some winners and losers of the All Blacks for this year.
Okay.
So a couple of losers. The assistant coaches.
Yep, big losers.
Dumtree.
All your fault, mate. All your fault. Nothing to do with me. All your fault.
Why? What have I done?
Nah, I'm just saying that was Fozzie. What, Fozzie?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Threw them under the bus.
Ah, correct. Although he wasn't very good. Nepo Lulala.
Yeah.
Loser. He was consistent, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Peter Gus Suakula.
Big loser.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we're going to pick you out. We're not going to play you in position. And then we're going to pick you again.
Yeah.
Lester Fainuku, a big loser.
Hang on. Lester Fainuku, left wing. Loser.
Loser.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Can we just say, Lester Fainuku, right, plays under Fozzie's game plan where he doesn't touch the ball, plays two games, never gets a chance again.
Ridiculous. Absolutely.
How to have a good start is not touch the ball for two matches and then get dropped because you haven't done enough. Thanks, Fozzie.
Yeah. A couple of winners. Ethan de Groot.
A massive winner.
Good player.
Very, very impressive, yeah.
Very good player. Tyrell Lomax.
Yeah, come out of nowhere, as in he's been in and around, never really got a good chance.
Correct.
Now he's in.
Mm. Simeone.
Yeah, Takeaho.
Takeaho.
Oh,
what an absolute guy.
I love him.
Whoa.
He first hooker I know for a long time that throws the ball in straight.
Yeah.
That's an important part of your job.
Dylan Papali'i.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's played all right, actually.
Yes, played all right.
Rico.
Oh, Senna. Yeah, massive for me. Huge winner.
Yeah. Joe Schmidt.
Yeah, I think the All Blacks are a winner for getting Joe Smith. I don't think Joe Smith's a winner.
And that's just a few there.
The biggest one that we did gloss over because I interrupted you as per normal is Roger.
Roger, yeah.
Big loser. Biggest loser in a long time.
Biggest loser, I think, since Lamape.
I'd go further. I'd say he's over Lamape.
Do you think?
Yeah, the reason why I say that is because when he came over, there was COVID, so he missed playing for the Blues or the Auckland team. So he lost opportunities to play. Then he's gone on to Super Rugby, played pretty well for the first couple of games and got a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
And then in Fozzie's great wisdom, he thought it'd be a great idea to select him in the All Blacks, not play him, have him in the training squad and not allow him to go back to Auckland to play. And then when he does eventually go back to Auckland, he plays him on the wing. He wants him to play him on the wing. So he plays him on the wing. And the whole thing is, you know, I think he shouldn't have been allowed, or they shouldn't have wanted him back. If you're going to do that, you need to basically give him a year playing, then bring him into the All Blacks for 2 years, and I think they're a year too late. They've done it all a year too late, which has meant they've had to rush him and it hadn't worked.
Well, we'll see what happens, eh? Mm. See what happens, see what the Super Rugby season brings.
Yeah, because he could light it up, couldn't he?
He could be amazing.
schoolboy juggernauts arrive in Thailand for the World Schools Festival. This is really interesting to me. Part of it is because we've got, these are the schools that are involved, Grey College, South Africa, Trinity College, England, St. Michael's College, Ireland, which is really interesting. I thought BlackRock would have been there from Ireland, but obviously they're not as good as they were before. Cardiff College, Wales. The winners progress to play each other in the cup semi-finals. So there's only one game against those. Then there's Sedbergh School, England versus Middlefield School.
Yeah.
So imagine if you went all the way to Thailand and played one game. But anyway, Hamilton Boys High School versus Odyssey 15.
But haven't they already played some matches? This is the quarterfinals.
Okay. I mean, this
so
is...
So it's not just a one-off match.
This is fantastic, isn't it? I mean, I wonder who pays for that. Does World Rugby pay for that, for them to go over there?
No.
They've got to pay for themselves.
I would think so, the school, yeah.
Wow. I just think it's fantastic. I'm gonna definitely watch Seba versus Millfield, Hamilton Boys High. I'm there the whole time. Fingers crossed. I don't know what Odyssey 15 is.
They're from Fiji.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So here's a bit of a story for you, Damo.
Cool.
When I was at school, Gisborne Boys High School,
yep.
Went to Japan and played in that competition.
Yeah.
I don't think we got anywhere. So that was my hometown. But in 93 or 94, my dad's rugby team, so Gisborne Boys High School, went to that competition and won it.
Wow. Gizzy won Boys.
Gizzy Boys, yeah.
That must have been amazing. Was your dad coaching?
Dad was head coach, yeah.
Wow.
Unbeaten season.
Yeah.
And they absolutely mullered, I think, the best team that South Africa had to offer.
Probably
great. By like 40 points in the final.
Wow. That's impressive, isn't it? I just got one more that we need to sort of mention before, you know, we forget about it, is Warren Gatlin off to Wales.
Yeah.
Pivik's gone.
That's a big one, eh? I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I mean, five-year deal from Gatlin, so he's got them for this World Cup and next World Cup.
Yeah, so what happens with the Chiefs?
Well, he was only really, like, director of rugby, so Clayton McMillan will just continue to do his job. Don't think there'll be a lot of change there. I think he basically, I don't know, I think Gatlin, when he took over the Lions and he left them at that point, you know, if he had stayed at that point, he would have given him a chance of being the All Blacks coach.
Yeah.
And I think taking the Lions made it less likely that he was going to be the All Blacks coach. And I think now he probably knows that Scotty Robinson is going to be the next All Blacks coach. And he's gone, well, I'm going to take the money. There must be a lot of money there. Right?
Must be. Copious amounts of money.
Do what he wants as well. They call him the Great Redeemer, don't they?
They do. Do they?
I think they do. What caught your eye, mate?
So, what caught my eye? I said that I had something, didn't I?
You did.
But now I've forgotten what I've had. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I know. So, we spoke about Scott Robinson.
Yeah.
Going back. But then we've also got a couple of other names to throw into the mix.
Throw them in.
So we've got the current Japanese coaching staff.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a good shout.
And they're out of contract.
After
the World Cup.
Oh, my goodness.
So you've got Tony Brown.
Yeah, Jamie Joseph.
You've got Jamie Joseph. You know, and they've done a really good job with Japan.
They have done a good job with Japan. They just seem maybe to be slightly dropping in performance. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can say that about everyone.
Yeah,
couldn't.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
So, you know, there are names to be thrown around. And will Dave Rennie, after he wins the World Cup, will he, you know, when's his contract finish?
I would imagine after the World Cup, yeah. What's really interesting is if you were, I reckon Dave Rennie must be pretty hot property. around the world in different roles, either that club or international. But someone like, you know, Wales or England, that would have been I think he would have been really good at England. But anyway, that's all done now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all done. Because they are, that's probably one of the first things I'm going to mention what caught my eye is. So England have gone. England's gone. Eddie is gone. But who are they replacing Eddie with? They don't have anyone. So the word on the street is Steve Borthwick.
Yes.
What on earth are you thinking of? You are less than a year away from a World Cup and you actually don't have your World Cup coach in place.
He'll just be the interim coach, won't he, until the World Cup, and then they'll get someone else.
But I'm sorry. Let me just repeat. You are 12 months away from a World Cup.
Do you think...
You sack your most successful ever England coach.
Yeah, true.
And you... Now we need to think about who's going to replace him.
Do you think they've almost sacrificed this coming World Cup?
No. Hell no. No, 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 no. They think they're more likely to win the World Cup
without Eddie.
And I think they want Steve Borthwick, but obviously Leicester don't want to lose him. So they're probably playing a bit of hardball. So they're going to have to get bought out. And from my understanding is that he's not going to be available till after the Six Nations, which then gives him about...
6 months.
6 months to...
If that,
to get ready for the World Cup.
Wow.
So that's just bizarre. You know, don't get me wrong. Sack Eddie if you've got someone better ready to go.
Yeah.
But don't sack Eddie and then...
They don't have the next cab off the rank, do they?
No.
The Lions
finish. They don't have their ducks in a row.
Oh, that's a good one.
They don't have the ducks in a row. Another one, mate, is the Heineken Cup.
Yeah, should we just pick out a few?
Well, I'm not going to go through them all. I just wanted to say the South African teams.
Yeah.
So if we just cover the South African teams, the Sharks beating the
Harlequins?
Harlequins.
Yeah.
You know, Harlequins are a good side.
Yeah.
Sharks beating them. And then you go down.
Stormers losing.
Look at Sale. Absolutely murdering Ulster.
Yeah, but Sale's not South African.
So they basically are.
They are. They basically are. You're right. The Bulls beating Leon.
Where's the Stormers losing? Who else is there? They're not. That's it, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's quite interesting, isn't it? You know, because the South African teams we always knew were going to go across there, and do pretty well, but it hasn't taken them long, because you know potentially, what's it going to feel like if a South African team lifts the Heineken Cup, which is the European competition?
But like in the first time that they're going to play in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just imagine if they win it this year. I mean, everyone will be kicking off at that point, won't they?
Do you think?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Brilliant.
They'll all be kicking off at that point. Going, oh, the European champions are a South African team.
South Africa.
Someone from the Southern Hemisphere. Oh,
good on South Africa.
Yeah.
They're there to play in it. They're there to win it.
They're there to win it. Absolutely.
Why not, hey?
The last one is we were asked last week to do some Super Rugby awards. And I wanted to get your take on who you think is the most overrated player of 2022.
Super Rugby wise?
No, just
full stop.
Anywhere in the world. I've got a few for you.
Okay.
Just to get the juices flowing.
Okay. I think Owen Farrell is going to be on that list.
He is.
I think Beauden Barrett.
Yeah, he's on the list as well.
Is he?
Yeah. I've got one more.
One more. Who would you pick? You'd pick Geordie Barrett.
I did.
I did. But what?
I don't really think. I just put him in there for a humour. Because he isn't. the most over. He's actually done pretty well.
He has done pretty well.
So, but is there anyone else that comes to mind?
I think Richie Mwang has been overrated this year.
Wow.
He hasn't played well at all, has he?
That's so bad.
It's true, though.
I reckon Kyle Sinclair. He's got to be in there.
Oh, he's village. Yeah,
you
Genge.
Know Alice Genge, right? Everyone loves Alice Genge. They like rave about him. And I'm like,
his scrummaging's rubbish.
He can't scrummage. It's his job.
I know.
He might be great in the loose, but he can't scrummage. Oh my goodness.
It's a scrum. Oh, just get one of the backs to come in.
And then I'm just trying to think, you know, who else has been a real letdown?
Alan Wynne-Jones.
You'd probably say Elton Yankees. Having the old, you know, and that's been a real...
A little quinky-dinky with the old physio.
So, who are you going to go for, mate, out of all that?
Bowden Barrett.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, geez, that's harsh, isn't it? I'm Farrell.
Oh, yes.
He missed two kicks from in front. Yeah, yes.
He is overrated.
What about the stupidest decision from an RFU around the world?
Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones going with no replacement.
Yeah. Or Fozzie to stay.
Either one, eh?
Take your pick.
I've got keeping Fozzie, getting rid of Eddie without a coach.
Yeah.
Dave Rennie playing a B team versus Italy.
Yeah.
All of those are village.
Yes.
The big village one. But there are a few decisions. Suppose so. You got to say definitely getting rid of Eddie without a replacement coach is the stupidest thing. And you know they've got to pay him $850,000. Then they've got to pay off all his other coaches that are with him that are going to get replaced.
Jeepers!
And then they've got to pay for all the new coaches coming in. I mean, it's just absolutely just ridiculous.
That's one so international stupid. At Twickenham, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but they've got no money now. No
one
one's got any money.
Twickenham.
What about most improved player?
Most improved? Geordie Barrett?
Yeah, he's turned from most turned overrated. From
a, yeah, to a mud flat haired douche to overrated.
I've gone Rico.
A shout, yeah, good.
It's a Beth.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like It's Best before, but man, he has been.
I've always quite liked It's a Beth.
I always thought It's a Beth was all show, no go. I always thought he's a flat track bully.
Okay.
And this year he's really proven me wrong. He's a hell of a player. I reckon he's the world's best second row forward now.
Yes, I agree. Dalton?
Most improved, Dalton.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shit. I don't know whether he's most improved. He's just been given the opportunity, hasn't he?
He's been given the opportunity, but he's taken it with two hands.
I really like Tate McDermott.
Oh, really?
Every time he's come on for the Aussies, lit it up for me. So who are you going to go for? You've got Rico, you've got Itzebeth, you've got...
Itzebeth, probably.
Yeah. Rico, hell of a shout, though.
Yes, like, big. But he's always been good. He's just changed positions, hasn't he?
Yeah. Last one, newcomer. Is there anyone around the world? We mentioned last week about the Italian stallion at 15.
Yes. Takiaho.
Takiaho. Yeah.
Got to be.
But is he a newcomer? Kind of, isn't he?
Yeah.
First time he's had a chance. Anyone else around the world that you can think of that's just sort of lit it up and you're going, wow, he's a good player? Marcus Smith could have been that guy, but he hasn't flourished. I'm just trying to think from overseas. Stewart. No. Yeah.
He's all right.
Good shout. Yep.
Great under the high ball.
Oh, amazing.
But I don't like him.
I don't like him because he's just boring to me. I find
he's
him boring.
English, isn't he?
He's English, yeah. He's English. He's an English Geordie Barrett.
Oh, isn't he is, yeah, tall. Yeah. Yeah.
Tall, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get you. I'm not sure.
Ireland, anyone from Ireland that's just ripping out? No, I can't.
No.
Scotland?
No.
No one from Scotland? Oh, the little winger at Scotland. Oh, what's his name? He's a good, he could be a new, man, he's been around for a couple of years, but this is the first year he's really ripped it up. Good player. Who are you going to go for?
Takiaho,
yeah. Takiaho, 100%. And that's it, mate.
Mm.
That's it. We're off to listeners' questions.
We are.
Do you want to read it out?
I shall. I'm guessing this is from the Razzler the Dazzler.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Does England's firing of Eddie so close to a Rugby World Cup open the door for the New Zealand RFU to consider dumping Fozzie?
Mm.
Or does Fozzie have incriminating pictures of Scott Robinson to ensure...
No, Mark Robinson.
Yeah, but who's Mark Robinson?
The RFU chairman.
Oh, I just thought it was a bit of a typo. Sorry, Razzler. You do know what you're talking about. Mark Robinson to ensure that he is the AB's coach for as long as he wants to be. And the three Barrett brothers will always start every game.
I think he must have a picture or two. Maybe together.
Oh, gosh. Not what I thought you were going to say. I don't think so.
No, I think that ship has sailed. And actually, yeah. Although England and Wales, I mean, Wales have got Warren Gatland.
Yes.
So, like, for them, it's a scoop. Yeah. They needed to change. They've got Warren Gatland. For them, it's great. He knows their systems. He wasn't doing it that long ago.
He's been there, done that.
You know, he knows his stuff. Eddie, you know, no replacement at the moment. I mean, Steve Borthwick is pretty, you know, nailed on that he's going to be the man. But when is the question? If Steve was ready, you could see that. You know, he took Leicester from worst in the Premiership to best in the Premiership in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
So he's got the credentials. He's worked internationally, worked with Eddie before, so he knows the systems. But he's not available right now.
No.
So, but New Zealand, if they had someone, and they do, I guess, Scotty Robinson, just think that they've made that decision now.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. My question to you, mate.
I've got a question.
Oh, sorry.
You've just got to zoom right in. Where do you want Steady Eddie to go, personally?
Aussie.
You want him to go to Australia?
I want him to go to Aussie, yeah.
For this coming World Cup?
For this World Cup, if New Zealand don't win it, I want Oz to win it.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Right, and if Oz win it, and they don't have, you know, they don't beat New Zealand, I wouldn't want, you know, New Zealand to lose to Oz.
No, don't be silly.
You know, I'm definitely not wanting to do that. But let's say New Zealand get knocked out in the semis against France or something, and then Aussie go into the final and beat France. Brilliant.
We can't. The only time we'll see France again is in the final.
In the final, yeah, okay.
It could be another 2011 World Cup. No.
Could be. And it could be reversed because that was in New Zealand and this one's in France.
They beat us by 1 point.
Oh, God. Don't it's going to be it. A good World Cup, though, isn't it? It really is. It's going to be a bit like, you know, the Football World Cup, how you've had some big upsets. I think this time round it might be the same, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, so I want him to go to Oz. Don't want him to go to America. I think that Eddie is too good for America.
He's too good for US.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's not a big enough carrot, I don't think.
No, I agree. What age are you at your prime as a rugby player?
Good question.
Because I reckon I'm in my prime mentally about rugby at, you know, like late 30s.
Late 30s.
I reckon that's when you're mentally at your prime. But it's the body, isn't it?
I think the prime is sort of 28, 29, 30, 31. In that area there.
Yeah.
But then your prime changes with age. As in, sorry, your prime changes with playing position.
Yes.
Because if you're a back...
Winger.
A winger. Or, you know, your playing age or your longevity isn't very long, is it?
No.
Compared to a first five or a forward.
Or a 12. I think or a 12. As a 12, you can be that.
12, 13, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to see Rico for a few more years yet.
This is the thing with Rico, isn't it? He's still really young. And when he gets that kind of rugby nous, when he gets that little bit older.
Thank the Jesus. But if you look at, you know, very old players or old players in compared to sort of other rugby players, Alan Wynne Jones, I know he's sort of past it, but he's a forward, isn't he? Second row.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Richie McCaw, he was quite old when he retired.
Yeah.
He was side of the scrum.
Fly halves, you're looking at Johnny Sexton.
Yeah.
You look at Dan, I know Dan Carter retired from playing for the All Blacks, but he didn't have to, did he?
No.
He was at the top of his game at that point and just handed over the baton.
You could say about Nonu as well.
I mean, Nonu's a really good shout, isn't he? Because, you know, Nonu came back to New Zealand to try and make the All Blacks, I think at like 36, and he ripped it up that year.
Yeah.
And Fozzie didn't pick him.
No.
Or Steve Hansen didn't pick him. That's right, Steve.
2019, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For the World Cup.
Yeah. I would have picked him.
100%.
I would have picked him. Yeah. They would have won it then, eh?
Yeah.
Probably would have as well.
Yeah.
Because they did struggle at 12. Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine him outside Richie Mwanga weaving his magic. Oh. Oof. Yep.
Then you've got bloody Goodhue. Cheers, Jackie boy.
Do you remember when Jack Goodhue came back from his hamstring injury?
How slow is he? He was like stuck in the mud, eh?
And he just got burned about three times and they still picked him for the All Blacks. I mean, I feel sorry for the lad. He's had a terrible run.
He has, yeah.
Of injuries. Mate, it's time to finish off the show.
Yes.
Now, I've got a higher or lower for you this week.
Excellent.
Now, we are talking a lot about coaches.
Yes.
So, we're looking at win percentages.
Okay.
Of coaches. So, our starting coach is going to be Gregor Townsend.
Okay.
So, your first question is, what percentage, and I'll give you a 10% buffer.
Okay.
All right. What percentage win rate do you think Gregor Townsend has for Scotland? This is just for Scotland.
45%. Have you pushed the wrong one? That is village.
You are not correct, but you're close. It's 54%.
Ooh.
So you're just within the 10%, yeah?
Yeah.
So Gregor Townsend, 54% win ratio.
Wow, okay.
Okay. So next up is Eddie Jones. Eddie Jones for all his
yeah, rugby.
So you've got Oz.
Yeah, Japan. South Africa. Oh, no, he wasn't head coach.
You've got to be head coach. So is Eddie Jones higher or lower than Gregor Townsend?
Oh, higher.
67%.
He was like 71% for England, wasn't he?
Yeah, 71% for England. But that's amazing when you think he took Japan.
Yeah.
You know, that's incredible, really. You know, brilliant. Okay. So now we're looking at Dave Rennie. Higher or lower than Eddie Jones?
Lower.
Correct.
What is he?
38% win ratio.
38%
win ratio.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, wow.
We're now looking at Wayne Smith, but head coach of the All Blacks. He was head coach of the All Blacks.
Was he?
Not for very long.
He wasn't, was he?
No.
When was that?
A while ago. I think 2000, something like that. Yeah. Higher or lower than Dave Rennie?
I can't. Is higher.
Higher?
I can't remember.
You are right. He is higher.
But
you know he's 80% when you combine women's and men's, because he's got 100% win ratio with the women's team. But he didn't have a great run. I think he was down at 63%, something like that, for the All Blacks. Might be a bit, but might have been a bit higher. Okay, next up is Fozzie.
Okay.
Higher or lower?
Than 60%.
Than 64%.
He's higher. He's higher than that.
Correct, 67%.
Right. That's not very
last
good.
But not least, Andy Farrell. Ireland.
Oh, higher.
What do you think he is?
84%.
No. 75%.
Oh, okay. I'm way off.
Ooh, still within that 10% buffer, aren't you? So that's it, mate. So just to go through, Wayne Smith, internationally, if you look at men's and women's, the most successful. But other than that, it's Andy Farrell, who is, and with Ireland, 75%.
It would have been interesting with the French coach.
Yeah, I just knew that they were really good.
Yeah.
So that was a no-brainer. They were like, I don't know, actually. It would be good to see, wouldn't it? Good to see. It's probably more like nearly 90%, I would imagine. So really good, mate. What can people do if they want to support us?
They can like, they can share, they can subscribe, 5-star review, email in, message us, Patreon.
Yeah, if you've got a few spare pounds or dollars floating around.
Or yen.
Or ren.
Or anything.
Yeah.
The link is below.
We
love hearing from you.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. Just give us an email.
Yeah.
First time emailer, long time listener. Yes. We love one of those.
We do.
Even if you're not, just say it. We love it.
Yeah, exactly. Lie to us. Tease us.
Tease us. Until next week, mate.
See you later.
Always a pleasure doing the show with you.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.